Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5:30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. Calls are being made for a public inquiry into the defective concrete block crisis and the use of the IS465 testing standard. Paramedics and EMTs are being balloted on accepting recommendations put forward by the Labour Court. A suspension to a planned work to rule from staff at Ard na Gréine Court in Stranorlar has been extended to next Friday. And police have found no evidence to support claims that a woman was drugged after being handed a business card in Limavady. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have a full update of all the sport with Mark Gallagher at around 5:45. But first, calls are being made for a public inquiry into the defective concrete block crisis and the use of the IS465 testing standard. Frank McBrearty says that despite a recent review of the standard, it should now be abolished. He argues that other existing standards used in concrete block production should have been applied instead, and claims they do not reference mica. Councillor McBrearty says IS465 should never have been introduced and argues it has led thousands of homeowners down the wrong path.
There needs to be a public inquiry into why IS465 was created. And thirdly, that standard needs to be withdrawn immediately, because you have three stages in the manufacturing of a concrete product. Stage one is the aggregate that comes out of the ground. That has to be tested under IS 12620. That standard does not have mica in it. The second stage is the ready-mix concrete, and that's you build your foundation first, and that standard, The standard is IS 206. That standard does not have mica in it. The third stage is the manufacturing of a concrete block, and that standard is IS 771-3. Prior to 2002, that standard it had to be 5 newton or above. Today, that standard is 7.5 newton above. That standard does not have mica in it. So the big question mark here is, who and why was IS465 created to include mica and restrict Donegal homes and properties to testing for mica only? Because mica is not a threat to the Donegal properties. I wish that I only had mica in my house and my parents' house. I would know my house would last forever. And the problem is, someone has to be made accountable for creating this false, flawed standard, IS465, which restricted Donegal homes to testing for mica only.
Paramedics and EMTs are being balloted on accepting recommendations put forward by the Labour Court. It relates to the National Ambulance Services staff dispute with the HSE over pay scales. The court has recommended a pay increase for EMTs, paramedics, specialist paramedics and paramedic supervisors. John McCamley, SIP2 organiser, says they'll be recommending acceptance of the deal.
In relation to pay justice, we've achieved our goal in not having additional changes in terms of conditions of employment, which would undercut any pay rises, and we secured other aspects that we had looked for the last couple of years. Where our national committee met yesterday and have recommended for acceptance the Labour Court recommendation, based on the fact that it delivers pay justice for our members, a significant increases will be given to emergency medical technicians, paramedics, paramedic specialists and paramedic supervisors.
A suspension to a planned work to rule from staff at Ard na Gréine Court in Stranorlar has been extended to next Friday. Unions representing nursing staff agreed to this to allow the HSE more time to finalise an agreement on conditions. The move follows a protest held last week by the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation and the Psychiatric Nurses Association, who claimed the HSE failed to honour a commitment to maintain 24-hour on-site management at the Donegal Intellectual Disability Services facility after residents were relocated to houses in the community. Police have found no evidence to support claims that a woman was drugged after being handed a business card in Limavady. The allegation spread widely on social media and WhatsApp, claiming a woman lost consciousness after being approached by three men at a forecourt in the Ballyquin Road area. The story alleged that a gel-like substance on a business card caused the woman to become unwell, but police say no formal report was ever made and their inquiries did not substantiate the online claim. The rumours mirror a long-running international hoax involving so-called drugged business cards, which has circulated online for years. PSNI in Derry and Strabane have since shared advice from FactCheck NI, urging the public to think carefully before sharing unverified claims online and to help prevent the spread of misinformation. Dr. Orna Young, Managing Director of FactCheck NI, says the message that was being circulated was a clear example of fear-mongering.
I think that we have to be mindful, and in our work we certainly are, that fear spreads faster than facts, and that's why these stories spread so quickly. You add in the kind of the voice note element of it, which is quite sticky, for want of a better word, that it's what really piqued our interest was the fact it made reference specifically to a particular group of people, you know, in terms of race as well, and that creates suspicion. It drives a division long before any evidence exists. So I think what is really important here is to point to the fact that, you know, the important point isn't whether the rumour sounds plausible. The point is whether actually there is evidence to support it. And if something is making you feel very frightened, whether you get it on WhatsApp or you hear it at a school gate, or makes you angry or outraged, that's exactly when it's really important to pause and slow down and check it before you share it. Because I think simply stopping before you hit forward on something like that can stop a message reaching hundreds, or in this case thousands, of people. And what we see is that this type of rumour usually contains three types of ingredients. So there's a threat, like as you're talking about, that we are feeling a real heightened sense of concern, understandably and justifiably, about violence against women and girls. There's also a warning, and there were several warnings in that message, to keep forwarding it to people, to share it in your networks. And that combination of triggers, I suppose, encourages people to pass it on before they even shared it, between the fact that they're feeling scared or frightened or worried, and that they're being encouraged to do so.
The jury in the trial of Jeffrey Donaldson has heard details of a meeting where he apologised to one of his alleged victims. The former DUP leader has pleaded not guilty to 18 historic sex offences. His wife Eleanor denies 5 charges and faces a trial of the facts. Emily Keegan was at Newry Crown Court.
The jury today heard from Linda and David Hoy, founders of a Christian rehab centre which complainant B attended as a teenager. While there, the court was told the complainant told a pastor she was abused by Jeffrey Donaldson as a child. This information was passed to Mr and Mrs Hoy, and a meeting was arranged at their home for Jeffrey Donaldson to attend. Linda Hoy told the court Mr Donaldson began the meeting by saying, "I know what this is about and I am truly sorry, please forgive me." She said complainant B was upset and did forgive the accused, but no details were discussed. During cross-examination, it was suggested the complainant spoke first to say something to the effect of she hadn't been comfortable with her relationship with Mr Donaldson. When asked if this rang a bell, Mrs Hoy said no, and that she thinks she would have remembered that. Emily Keegan at Newry Crown Court.
An Inishowen councillor has been elected to Sinn Féin's national leadership body. Councillor Jack Murray was chosen to sit on the party's Arcoilia at last night's Cúige meeting in Mullingar. The Cúige covers the Midlands Northwest constituency, and Councillor Murray says he is honoured to represent members across the region. He says the party is strongest when it is rooted in local communities, and he intends to be a voice for grassroots members from Donegal to Galway and Louth to Mayo.
Sinn Féin is a grassroots organisation. We're democratic from the very bottom, local membership right to the leadership. So, but there's concerns that have brought to me by the membership across County Donegal, and it's just important that our party is listening to their members. We're our strongest when we're engaged in our community, and I just want to bring the issues in Donegal. We know we're peripheral, we're left behind in every way, and that we would benefit from the reunification of this country, and I think that's known by everybody in Donegal in this border area. So I want to ensure that voice is heard at our leadership as we prepare, hopefully, to be in government and leading in the years ahead.
Is this a stepping stone to perhaps moving beyond county council into a more senior political role?
Now, look, in my entire adult life, I've been a political activist in any. Since was the other struggle that I could do, I've been happy to be in the county council, happy to be in our local woman in the Cúig, and now at national level in the Arcoilia. Look, I'm happy to do a bit wherever I'm asked to be, but this moment in time now, I'm very, very happy to be a county councillor and very, very proud to represent the people of South Inishowen.
A food redistribution programme has seen benefits for community groups and charities in Donegal. Over 1 million meals worth of food has been redistributed to local initiatives and support services through the partnership between Food Cloud and AIB. Lindsay Dolan has more.
New figures released show more than 1 million meals have been provided to vulnerable people in Donegal since the AIB Community Meals Programme was launched in 2018. The findings show that the scheme has redistributed almost 500,000 kilograms of surplus food to charities and community groups across the country. Alongside this, non-profit organisation Food Cloud said their latest annual survey found that 77% of its community partners, which include family resource centres, say the initiative is helping them save money. Food Cloud co-founder and CEO Isolt Ward says that beyond resurfacing surplus food and reducing waste, there is the potential to bring people closer together through sharing food and resources.
St Ingus National School in Bridgend and students from ATU Donegal have been recognised at the First Return Awards. Held this week in Croke Park, it acknowledges schools and third level groups using the deposit return scheme to support sustainability and fundraising initiatives. Jane McNamara has this report.
St Angus National School received the Return Student Achievement Award and a €1,000 prize at the awards. This was in recognition of its campaign supporting the school's three autism classes. It was led by Jaden Duncan, a third class pupil and green leader, who collects returns from each classroom every Friday with support from SNA Nile. The initiative has raised funds for sensory equipment, resources, transport and activities while building confidence, independence and practical life skills for pupils. ATU Donegal's Green Pantry Society was awarded for their campaign, which installed six branded collection stations and clear workflows. Led by Charles Lucas Macchio, support was provided by estates, catering, design, coordination and volunteers. The Green Pantry Society received the Return on Campus Collaboration Award and a €700 prize to be split between the Society and the Donegal Hospice, with this initiative set to become a permanent feature of campus life.
Israel's national security and finance ministers are banned from travelling to Ireland. The Taoiseach confirmed today far-right ministers Ben-Gavir and Bezalel Smotrich won't be allowed in the country. He made the comments as he attended an EU summit in Montenegro. Micheál Martin repeated the government's preferred position that action against Israel should be taken at an EU and international level.
Now, whether we can get sufficient support across the European Union is a different matter, but their behaviour, not just in the context of the flotilla, but their consistent statement in terms of Palestinians have been essentially amount to a desire to see the elimination of Palestinians from Palestine. I think we have to look at this in the round. I don't think one's opposition to what Israel is doing can just be summed up or captured by just one issue or one event. The most effective way is international, of that there's no doubt, in terms of either through the European Union or endeavouring to influence the United States in terms of its relationship with Israel to get this war and conflict to stop.
A new principal has been appointed at St Columba's College in Stranorlar. Ms Jennifer Kelly will take up the role from September 1st. In a statement, the school say that Ms Kelly brings a wealth of education experience, leadership and a commitment to student achievement and well-being. She will be joining from St Joseph's Secondary School in Drogheda, where she's been deputy principal since 2019. The Rory Gallagher International Festival in Ballyshannon is among three independent music festivals seeking compensation after Tickets.ie ceased operations. The Irish Examiner reports that the South Donegal Festival, along with Leitrim's Cowboys and Heroes Country Music Festival and Rockathon in Meath, have been unable to access income from ticket sales. The ticketing website is expected to enter liquidation on Wednesday. The three events are reported to have suffered a combined loss of around €580,000.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Find all your GA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 6:15 in Highland Radio and it's time to go over to the sports desk where we say good evening to Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Ryan. We'll start this evening with the big news coming out of the world of horse racing. Dylan Brown McMonagall has taken one of the biggest victories of his career, winning on the Epsom Oaks with a brilliant ride this afternoon on the Joseph O'Brien train thundering on. The Donegal jockey guided the three-year filly from last to first in a stunning performance. Having won the Irish St Ledger, it is a second classic win for Dylan and a first English classic victory. He told ITV Racing afterwards that they were confident coming into the race.
We were coming into the race very confident. Obviously the trip was going to be the question mark, but she's been doing everything so easy. She's improving with every run and there was never a moment's doubt really. I was sitting last and I knew there was nothing going to be coming from behind me, and I always had everything covered in front. She's got a lot of class. Great training performance from Joseph. I'm very lucky to be in this spot, and Lauren rides right every day, so everybody does a great job at home, and I'm just very lucky to be getting my leg across. It's unbelievable. This is what we all dream of doing. Coming to these places is where you want to be and riding these races. And coming here this weekend, we've got two live chances in classics, and it doesn't usually happen, but we've got one ticked off, so hopefully roll on to tomorrow. Sky's the limit. She's done nothing wrong, and she's very, very talented. So a big well done to everyone, and a big thanks to everyone who's got me here, and just hello to everybody at home in Donegal watching.
Well, the McMonagall O'Brien partnership will be back with another opportunity tomorrow in a classic as James J. Braddock is scheduled for the Epsom Derby. Moving on to boxing, Katie Taylor will face Flora Pilley at Croke Park in her last ever professional bout. The announcement was made at GAHQ this afternoon with the card billed for the 5th of September. The Wicklow native will have the opportunity to add the WBC belt to her WBO, WBA, IBF and Ring magazine titles. The Bray Bomber says it is the perfect way to end her career. In rugby, the IRFU have confirmed Andy Farrell will continue as Ireland head coach beyond next year's Rugby World Cup. The 51-year-old has signed a contract extension running until the 2031 tournament. In athletics, Mark English finished second in the 800 metres in last night's Diamond League meeting in Rome. The Donegal runner clocked the second fastest time of his career, crossing the line in 1 minute 43.8 seconds. Mark says it's all boding well ahead of the European Championships, which are coming up in August.
Yeah, it went better than I expected. I didn't really think I'd finish that far up, so it's nice to come away with that result. It's been tiring, like going over to China to race Shanghai and then coming back just to race last week in Rabat and then out today again. So it's been a lot of racing, but I feel like that's good practice as well for championships that are coming up. The Europeans are a big aim for me, so I'll do about two more races, then hopefully get back to a little training block and maybe get a few more races before Europeans.
I spoke with our athletics correspondent Patsy McGonigal earlier today, and he says on current form, Mark is in with a shout of winning any race.
That's as good as it is, you know, at the moment in terms of European athletics. That's as good as it is. And he's going to be in the toss-up when it all happens, if he can keep repeating these performances. And I have no doubt that he can run faster. The pace went through 400 last night in 50.2. I do believe he can go through faster. And at this stage of his life, he's running some serious stuff, you know, and world-class stuff as well. He's a serious candidate for whatever race he's in at the moment.
In golf, Shane Lowry has just returned to the course for his second round at the PGA's Memorial Tournament. Rory McIlroy will also resume his second round later, teeing off just after 6:30. At the US Women's Open, Leona Maguire and Olivia Mahaffey also return to the course later tonight. Maguire tees off shortly before 9:30, while Mahaffey gets her round underway from 10:20. In tennis, Alexander Zverev has booked his spot in this year's French Open men's singles final. He defeated Czech 20-year-old Jakub Mensik in the first of today's semi-finals. The German will face one of the Italian pairing between Flavio Cabulli and Matteo Arnaldi, who are locking horns in the evening session. In soccer, Ireland can move one step closer to qualification for the 2027 World Cup in Brazil tonight. Carlo Ward's side are 2 points behind group leaders the Netherlands, ahead of facing the Dutch at Parky Kiev. Donegal's Amber Barrett says it's nice to still be in the mix for automatic qualification.
Ideally, we win the next two games, we go directly to the World Cup, but that's not how we're looking at it. We're looking at it Friday night in Parky Kiev against Netherlands, and that's our sole focus. And again, if you could go directly to the World Cup, every team would take that with both hands. So we're definitely in that, and we've given ourselves a really good opportunity to do that. But again, not getting ahead of ourselves in the slightest, and we will be solely focused on the Netherlands on Friday.
Kickoff in Cork is at 7:30. Meanwhile, several League of Ireland players will have a chance to stake their claim in Hamer Halgrimsson's future plans this evening. Seven players from the two divisions have been included in tonight's squad to take on Canada. Shamrock Rovers' Josh O'Dwyer also appears to be in with a chance of receiving game time, despite being brought in as a training player. That game gets underway in Montreal at 1:45 in the morning. Finally, in Motorsport, World Rally Championship navigator Aaron Johnson will take part in the Tyrone Stages Rally this weekend. Oman native Johnson makes the return to his home event after a very successful start to his year in the WRC on board with Japanese driver Takamoto Katsuda. Katsuda and Johnson took their first two wins ever in the WRC in March and April, with stunning victories in Kenya and Croatia respectively. Johnson will be in a Toyota Corolla twin cam when the rally gets underway, based out of Cookstown tomorrow. That's all your sport for today. You can join myself and Kieran Cannon on Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon from 2:00. Ryan.
Thank you very much, Mark. Agus nish an nucht le chom fairter.
Sé war ma has a column fairter in shall in the brief scalty. Ta fall to war carta ig fhanur ni gilig a river of holosi gilig a corda carta rail firstia a rehu jaluin. Galak Thrumla Nagorlori, a Corlia Catravel first election policy, and Kail de Urt, de Yaska and Cass, a V, Oscor Nahard Kurcha, and Anner Fihifius Shea, Kuru and Policy or Achlo, Goro Riolu on Brehev, Jaluin, August Chucky and Policy Ivaim Lifra, Curran Connor Nigeliga Falcha, Ward, Reven Policy, Avesmer Lochran, Kowananus Changa or Fodnachira, Kenchahi and Policy, Solahar Nuagiliga, Mar Awinin, the Servishi, Commerce, August Korhiokt, the Hudge the Corlia, Catra, Vale First Chip. Curran Lenra, Lecce Kennan, Falcha, wrote Ave Low, Camkurch, the Cafanea, Ave Sir Shul, Vijay Shartinya, Lejai Cafe, O Hus, Me and Vev. Bay Spot Solus occur, Cafanea, Cafe a Wine, Ahan Shartin, August Nyart Publiok, the Yenav Erneman, Hosulta, Faduda, Bay Laskinya, Foil, Coppan Cafe, Tain, the Shockledge. Che, my yenin to ea or the fridge giligus, a cafe shin, the lin, the shakten yishin, is the ela kernan's bistro, safark, yun gila, a hussy and cam kurch, erin loon shop. August Carter falter of a irahist and the comortish letter and erectus, fiha fiha, agus is she, and sprit data la hai clarahan na and kail ladami ul, the comortus fiction, filiacta, erishurakta, august dramiacta, Don scríb nor fasta, comórtish granan do ghaltí bonscala, comórtish gar scanan iachta, erishoracta fiction agus filiachta do ghaltí manscala, agus meclin trio level, agus de gaholis fui na comórtish agensiv antarctus bunk I.E. agus shimahodse aligulier slagus banach.
The annual Strabane Summer Jam takes place tomorrow. The initiative organised by Derry City and Strabane District Council is a day full of events in the town centre. This year's event is putting an emphasis on local manufacturers, as a new artisan market will be present. Alongside this, spotlight will also be focused on Strabane's nighttime economy, as the After Dark programme brings live music to the town's local bars. Jacqueline Worski is Council's Interim Head of Culture. She says it's a celebration of the town.
Summer Jam is one of the biggest events that we host in Strabane, and it's at the start of the summer, I guess, where the streets really become alive in the town centre, and a lot of the businesses come out and sell their wares outside. A lot of the we have pop-up stages right across the streets in terms of music. And then we add to the flavour an artisan market as well. So it's really what it means is basically thousands of people come out on the first Saturday in June and celebrate their town, celebrate all things good about Strabane.
And there is that big emphasis on the local makers, and then there's demonstrations for the crafts and the traditional music. How important is it as a platform for local cultural expression?
Yeah, it's obviously extremely important. We work closely with the Strabane bid team, and they basically encourage their businesses over the last number of weeks and months to really embrace the fact that there'll be extra people in the town centre and to really showcase what they do. You know, and that's everything from pottery making to selling their Indian food to, there's just so much that they do, and it really is just their opportunity to showcase, to sell, and to encourage people to come back on another day.
And the weather will become cloudier this evening with scattered showers continuing, light to moderate southerly winds backing southeasterly later, becoming wet tonight with outbreaks of rain spreading from the south, heavy at times, some mist and hill fog too, lowest temperatures of 8 to 11 degrees in light to moderate southeasterly winds. Dull and damp for much of tomorrow with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. The rain will ease by afternoon before clearing to the northeast in the evening. High temperatures tomorrow 13 or 14 degrees in light easterly or variable winds, becoming light to moderate westerly later. A look back on today's top stories. Calls are being made for a public inquiry into the defective concrete block crisis and the use of the IS 465 testing standard. Frank Muberti says that despite a recent review of the standard, it should now be abolished. He argues that other existing standards used in concrete block production should have been applied instead, and claims they do not reference mica. Councillor Muberti says IS 465 should never have been introduced and argued it has led thousands of homeowners down the wrong path. Paramedics and EMTs are being balloted on accepting recommendations put forward by the Labour Court. It relates to the National Ambulance Service staff's dispute with the HSE over pay scales. The court recommended a pay increase for EMTs, paramedics, specialist paramedics and paramedic supervisors. John McCamley, SIPTU organiser, says they'll be recommending acceptance of the deal. A suspension to a planned work to rule from staff at Ardna Green Court in Stranorlar has been extended to next Friday. Unions representing nursing staff agreed to this to allow the HSE more time to finalise an agreement on conditions. The move follows a protest held last week by the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation and the Psychiatric Nurses Association, who claimed the HSE failed to honour a commitment to maintain 24-hour on-site management at the Donegal Intellectual Disability Services facility after residents were relocated to houses in the community. And police have found no evidence to support claims that a woman was drugged after being handed a business card in Limavady. The allegation spread widely on social media and WhatsApp, claiming a woman lost consciousness after being approached by three men at a forecourt in the Ballyquin Road area. The story alleged that a gel-like substance on a business card caused the woman to become unwell, but police say no formal report was ever made and their inquiries did not substantiate the online claim. The rumours mirror a long-running international hoax involving so-called drugged business cards, which has circulated online for years. PSNI in Derry and Strabane have since shared advice from FactCheck NI, urging the public to think carefully before sharing unverified claims online and to help prevent the spread of misinformation. Dr. Orna Young, Managing Director of FactCheck NI, says the message that was being circulated was a clear example of fear-mongering. That's all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news again at 7 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, June the 5th. The death has occurred of Frankie Heron, Glencoe, Ardra. Remains reposing at McCabe's funeral home today until 8 p.m, followed by private removal to his late residence. Reposing there tomorrow from 1 p.m. until 8 p.m. Funeral mass at 11 a.m. on Sunday in the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Dolores McCauley, Shan, Monidara, Glenealy. Funeral from her home on Monday at 10:15 a.m. for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Bochan, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchmedia.tv. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to ICU Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Anne Doherty, Drimmacanoe, Church Hill, reposing at her home, house private please. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 11 a.m. in St Columbkill's Church Glendowan, with interment afterwards in Temple Douglas Cemetery. Family flowers only, with donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.